Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There is no mystery of faith that gives me more joy than what is my absolute favourite solemnity, which I hold very dear. Today's solemnity of the Annunciation of the Angel Gabriel to Mary. I remember being at a theology conference about Mary a few years ago, and one presenter argued that the Annunciation should be seen on the same level as Christmas and Easter. That without Mary's yes, we wouldn't even have Christmas and Easter. Now, whatever your opinion is on that matter, have you ever pondered on the mystery that God is asking a young woman to freely give to him a human nature? That God takes flesh, but he takes flesh from Mary. We are about to enter into Holy Week, but before redeeming and remaking humanity, God needed to consult with humanity, and Mary was our great representative. As the book of Hebrews says in today's second reading, a body you have prepared for me. The body that dies on the cross on Good Friday was the body that was formed in Mary's womb. The words of the angel Gabriel to Mary, rejoice, full of grace, are beautiful in the original Greek. Now pay attention to the sound. Kaira kekaritomene. Now did you notice how the words sounded very familiar? The Greek word for grace is charis, and it has the same root as the words for joy and rejoicing, which is kata. In other words, joy and grace belong together. That joy comes from grace. And Mary, as the fully graced one, ought to lead us to rejoice in what is the greatest yes in human history. And through that yes, she becomes the mother of the Redeemer, the mother of God, mother of the Church, the Ark of the New Covenant, the vessel of honour, and the cause of our joy. So let us take joy in today in Mary's yes, for also in a few days we will join Mary in her sorrow, as she stands by the foot of the cross. And yet we are reminded of Jesus' words to John and to us all on Calvary. Behold your mother. Let us pray. O God, who willed that your word should take on the reality of human flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary, grant, we pray, that we who confess our Redeemer to be God and man may merit to become partakers even in his divine nature, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.